The Chinese embassy in Syria and Syria's foreign ministry held a joint forum in Damascus on developing bilateral relations, focusing on the economy sector. The Chinese ambassador to Syria said his country will continue supporting Syria politically and is preparing for effective participation in economic reconstruction. He highlighted what he described as huge investment opportunities in Syria with the end of its crisis.
We believe the crisis will soon be over. There will be a massive opportunity for all states, including China, in the Syrian markets. International organizations say hundreds of billions of dollars are needed for reconstruction. This will be a good chance for Chinese companies.
Syria's Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal al-Maqdad said China's Belt and Road Initiative goes in line with President Bashar al-Assad's strategy in 2004 of approaching eastwards and bridging the five seas with the aim of turning Syria into a core of transportations and a center for free trade that links the East and the West. Maqdad condemned the West for unjust economic sanctions on the Syrian people.
The U.S. and European Union countries didn't stand beside the Syrian people, but rather imposed on all of you unprecedented sanctions in history. Many of you participating in this forum are on the blacklist of European countries. Syrian people, including women, children, and the elderly, are suffering from such Western sanctions. This is the shape of their humanity.
Trade exchange between Syria and China reached $810 million in the first three quarters of 2017, which constitutes an increase of 17% compared to last year. Both sides expect the number to hit $2 billion. China wants to say it will play an effective role in boosting Syria's economy, mainly in reconstruction. The country gave strong political support to Syria and hopes to reach unprecedented economic cooperation with Damascus, particularly now that terrorism is on the verge of full defeat. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.